Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. It's another great opportunity to open the Word of God, to have Him instruct us in His Word today, the Bible, particularly in this Gospel of John. If you are new to the Bible, let me encourage you. The Gospel of John is one of the greatest books to just start reading. It shares the life of Jesus and the ideas of Jesus, and you get a sense of who Jesus was and is and how much He loves us and cares for us. So we're in the book of John right now, chapter 15, and we always go to the Lord in prayers. We begin our studies. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, I thank You again for another opportunity to study Your Word. We are gleaning so much from this Gospel of John, particularly in this chapter, how much You care for us and love us and want us to love others in the same way. And Lord, we know that in order to do all of those things, we need You. And so we need You by Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth today and empower us to live according to that truth. Because without You, we can do nothing. But Lord, we know that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. I bless You today. Ask You to bless each person that's hearing My voice as they study Your Word, and we'll give You thanks for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Not Servants, But Friends. And it's taken from the book of John, chapter 15, verse 15. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus told His disciples, "You are My friends if you do whatsoever I command you." And in chapter 15 and verse 15 of his book, John shared how Jesus said, "Henceforth I call you not servants, but I have called you friends." Where we read, "Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knows not what his Lord does, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of My Father, I have made known unto you." The verse reads, "Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knows not what his Lord does." John began with the word henceforth, which means no more or longer do I call you not servants, or I, Jesus, do not affirm, maintain, or mention you, disciples of Jesus, as slaves, men of servile condition, or bondmen. For the servant knows not, which means because, since and on account, the slave, men of servile condition, or bondman is unaware, does not perceive, notice, discover, or discern what his Lord does, or that which the servant's master, or one to whom a person or thing belongs, about which he has power of deciding, makes ready, produces, or performs. John shared how Jesus said He would affirm no longer that His disciples were men of servile condition, because men of servile condition do not perceive what their master is doing. The verse goes on to say, "But I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of My Father, I have made known unto you." John continued with the words, "But I have called you friends," which means, however, nonetheless, notwithstanding, and moreover, I, Jesus, have affirmed, maintained, and mentioned you, disciples of Jesus, as associates, neighbors, and companions, for all things, because since and on account that each, every, the whole, and everything that I have heard My Father, which means that I, Jesus, have been endowed with the faculty for hearing, perceiving, and understanding from My Father, from My, Jesus's Heavenly Father God, I have made known unto you, or I, Jesus, have revealed, declared, and given understanding to you, disciples of Jesus. John shared how Jesus affirmed that His disciples were now His companions and associates, because He revealed to them everything His Heavenly Father made known to Him. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn how there was a transition of position for the disciples of Jesus from servants to friends. Jesus had been with His disciples for 3 years, and though they would continue to serve in His kingdom, they were to do so as associates and companions of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God loves people, and He desires to have a personal relationship with them through His Son, Jesus. Those who yield their lives to Jesus will be forgiven of their sins, granted everlasting life, and be used in His kingdom to share His good news with people throughout the world. And those who are wise will choose to have a relationship with Jesus and become His friend in the kingdom of God. Next time, John shares how Jesus tells His disciples, "You have not chosen Me, but I have chosen you. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.